Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to season 249, episode 3 of
The Daily Zeitgeist,
a production of iHeartRadio. This is a podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness. It's Wednesday, August 10th, 2022, which of course means I'm back, first of all.
You're back, first of all. And kind of, it's also Agent Orange Awareness Day.
Agent Orange Awareness
Day. Big day. Big day for historical, terrible chemicals being used in war.
Yeah.
National Connecticut Day. National Lazy Day. National S'mores Day.
Yo, does every state have a day, or were they just like, we got to throw a Connecticut one here?
The other day it was like, I think Georgia.
Too. Georgia.
Yeah, everyone, every day's got a day.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Are they? I wonder if they're like picking by like, this is the peak. This is peak Connecticut. August 10th. You can be overwhelmed and lifted off the ground by mosquitoes. That's the that's the type of temperature we're dealing with here right now.
Oh, shit.
All right. Well, my name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Jack's on the Zeitgeist again. Back with Miles, my old friend. Where the Zeitgang masses feed on our lowly second-rate reads. Back on the Zeitgeist again. Checking on Drudge once more. Watching our country shit the floor. Wear a scream der daily zeit and say hi on do all night. I'm Jack on the Zeitgeist again. That is courtesy of just my brain. Yeah, I had back in the saddle again, going through my head as I was prepping for the show. So, you know, want to do something with that. By the way, this is once again every I think almost every August I'm coming to you from my in-laws' house, so they can hear all the screamed and sung madness that is happening, and it's very embarrassing.
That puts shoes on your kids' feet.
Yeah, and then I walk out and have to make eye contact with them for the rest of the day.
But you walk out like that one meme of the dude comes in with the sunglasses all mean, like looking around.
Big chest puffed out. Yeah,
just like, what's up? Yeah, you heard me in there.
You heard me. I am confident. Anyways, I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Now, I don't know what you heard about Snoopy, but you can't ride the MetLife but for free. No dirigible fun for Miles G. Won't be riding a BLIMP. Okay, first of all, shout out to Daniel O'Brien, who came on yesterday and blew my mind with the fact that there are only 25 blimps on the planet that are operating.
What?
Yeah. Wait, 25 Goodyear?
Blimps. No, 20, just in that style of period. Like an airship. Right.
What?
MetLife owns three of them. You can only get on through like a charity thing. Goodyear owns three of them, and you have to be invited. MetLife lets you on, but they auction them off. And I'm out here looking for, like Daniel O'Brien, we're looking for a dirigible hookup. We want to see, can we get in there and experience the blimp life? But apparently it's very hard to get in.
You're in the market for a dirigible, or you just want to take a ride?
Ever since.
You want a test drive?
Ever since, you know, Indiana Jones, I think I've been obsessed with like punching a Nazi
on a dirigible. Oh, it's going to happen. I mean, if my Twitter trends are telling me anything, there's a war coming with Nazis. Well, that is fascinating. Great song. Great AKA.
Oh, also, I forgot to say that was from Fighter of the Nightman on Discord.
Fighter of the Nightman. Shout out to Daniel O'Brien. That's my in-laws are getting a call. They get more landline calls than I think any home in the United States. So we're just going to record through them. But the landline is still on and popping in Pittsburgh. Yeah, shout out to Daniel O'Brien. I'm sorry I missed him, but good he's to hear that he's on that blimp status. Mm-hmm. You know. Speaking of blimp status, we're thrilled to be joined by a brilliant poet, political activist, academic, MC, and podcast host of the must-listen Hood Politics with Prop on Cool Zone Media. It's the brilliant and talented Jason Petty, a.k.a. Propaganda!
What's up? My full government name. And a blimp is really called a dirigible?
That's like the kind of aircraft it is, yeah.
It's called a dirigible. See, you know...
It feels like we beat dirigible, though, with blimp. Blimp is one of the best words like in the English
blimp
language.
Blimp is one of the greatest words.
Blimp.
Yeah. I mean, because it's like, okay, give me the etymology of blimp. Like, where did dirigible, it's like, okay, I know when you make, like, a photocopy of something, we grew up at the time when you called them all Xeroxes. Mm-hmm. I understand that Xerox is a company. You know what I'm saying? So that's not the name of the thing. Is that where we got blimp from?
Let me see. Right. Blimp etymology. First World War.
I will say, so my thought is that blimp is a word that a four-year-old came up with after seeing one. Because that
it had to be that. Because that's what it looked like.
The sound that that thing makes in your brain when you see it.
Yeah.
You're like,
it looks like it would bounce off a wall like a video game, like a blimp.
Exactly.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Like Gatorade should change its name to Sports Good. That's what my kids named it, and that's
Sports Good. Is what you call Gatorade?
Yeah, that's what they call Gatorade.
Sports I like that's good. Like that's like what you call cologne in the hood. It smell good, but you I like hey,
you got like,
let me get some of that Sports Good. Let me get some of that.
Let me get some of that Sports Good.
There is like a there's they say they don't know where the word blimp comes from. Most historians believe that it is onomatopoeia for the sound a blimp makes when thumped. So like what somebody's coming up to, like, let's see if it's airworthy.
Prop was exactly right.
It has to be that.
There is also an often repeated false alternative explanation for the term. The erroneous story is that sometime in the early 20th century, the U.S. military had two classes for airships, type A rigid and type B limp, hence blimp. In fact, A, whatever, it's all nonsense. So
that's funny.
B limp? No, come on now.
B limp.
That would also be totally like the U.S. government or U.S. military to look at the glory of a blimp and be like, well, the thing that we can think of about it is that it's limp
when
deflated. Come on, U.S. government.
Yeah, It's also absurd, man. Like, we should be able to ride blimps.
But dirigible feels like the only reason to use that word in... That and I might be wrong here. There might be like multiple like blimp might be one type of vehicle inside the overall genus of dirigible. And I'm just fucking up here, but I feel like if you are using the words interchangeably, the only reason to use the word dirigible is because you want to add some syllables to sound a little bit smarter, which I don't hate, but I just think we should be clear about
there's
that.
A, blimp yeah, is there's the a superior word. Yeah, there's a time and place to be like, I'm going to overcomplicate things purposefully.
Right. Right.
Because I'm actually seeking another cause of whether it's trying to get a job or, you know what I'm saying? Where it's just like, where I'm unnecessarily overcomplicating things.
I do have.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not going to, like, you're like, you know, your collarbone, like if you're going to call it your clavicle, like
you don't even have to
call it that unless you're trying to get a job somewhere. You know
what I mean? Right. They're like, actually, I was sorry. I was late to this job interview. I just gotten off the Goodyear dirigible. Obviously, you know, it was a
had a chance, man. I was examining somebody's clavicle on a dirigible.
Honestly, also words you use in like your like battle raps too. Like if you hit dirigible,
it is like, perfect. For
definitely battle rap word.
Yeah,
but also useful for blimp.
Yes,
you know, rhyming word with pimp.
But like if you but if you're battling somebody and they spit like a blimp bar and then you you came back with a dirigible bar, they would be like, "Yo, fucking bar, damn, right there."
And you ain't even got to know what it means. That's the best part of battle rap. Don't nobody know what that means,
right?
But it just sounds hard,
right?
Yeah.
You just say it like this.
Right. He's like, you got the tiny vocabulary, you invisible. And then you hit him with that dirigible line.
Yeah, your mom with the blimps, not
dirigibles. And they're like, ah.
Yeah. Ride your mom like a dirigible. What?
And trust, fam, I was not limp. You're like, whoa, 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 whoa. Disrespecting the cipher. Disrespecting the cipher.
Yes.
All right. Well, Prop, we're going to get to know you a little bit better in a moment. First, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of the things that we are talking about today. We are talking about, did you guys hear about the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago?
Absolutely.
Did you hear this? Did you hear this?
Oh, that one hit different today.
Okay. We're going to talk about Alex Jones' texts, which are, I heard that his lawyers had leaked his texts to the Sandy Hook families. Like his lawyers just were. His
lawyers did it.
Yeah, his lawyers sent them. Yeah, the entirety of his like text archive. And
it's hilarious.
There's some good shit in there. Like that. At first, I thought it was just going to be, you know, the normal stuff, but Alex Jones never fails to.
There's a reason why a lot of people are sweating.
Yeah, including Tucker Carlson. So we'll talk about that.
Oh, yes.
This story made me happy. We're going to get to that plenty more. But first, Prop, we do like to ask our guest, what is something from your search history?
So I wrote it down. It's called Gua Sha treatment.
Go on.
Yeah, I know. I had the same response you did.
Gua
Sha treatment. So here's, so it's a type of massage. It's like an Asian massage. Now, before you get too weird on me, it's this little, like, it looks like this, like, sideways kind of round spoon, right? Like, kind of thing that you kind of, like, it's been, like, go ahead and look it up, because I thought it was made up, too. It's G-U-A-S-H-A, right?
Okay.
And you rub it, like, it's a type of, like, where it just essentially, like, heats up the muscle for, like, if you have, like, tightness or whatever. And here's the backstory. So, July 2nd, performing at this festival. Headlining set, super dope, but that meant like hour and a half, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hour and a half set. Granted, you know, since COVID, ain't nobody been doing no hour and a half sets. You know what I'm saying? So it's been a while since I performed that long. And 35 minutes in, I just felt like the right side of my lower back just kind of went twist and just kind of like twist. Now, here's the thing. Listen, I've never had a serious injury. I've never hurt my bit my whole life. And it's not like I was ever like, I wasn't reckless. Like, played sports. I was a tagger. Like, I dangled on the side of freeways.
Right.
I fell off multiple things. I've just never hurt myself.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So this was the first time I was like, oh.
That's like a disaster. Yeah, I'm the same way. Right at this moment. Yeah. I'm like, no, my life.
Yeah, you think your life's over because I'm like, it's like I've never hurt my back.
Right.
And all the homies were like, you made it this long, you ain't never hurt your back.
Right,
I was like, I don't know, I just never have. Right? So I'm tweeting about it and my homegirl, this the best, my homegirl Zane, who is probably one of the most talented, eclectic, like artists, painters, just a brilliant girl. She was like my mentor. Like, this is my ace. Like, she was one of my groomsmen.
Okay.
Like, that's how much... This girl's my ace, but she's a bona fide hippie and will try anything, right?
Right.
So, like, she goes, yo, I've been doing this Gua Sha treatment. I'm going to come out, like, let me give you a massage. I was like, you made that word up.
Right.
I know you made that up or you did that. You found that at some drum circle. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, I was like, that's not real. That's not a real thing. You know what I mean? And I'm like, ain't no way I'm going to let you do this to me because you made that up, right? Mm. So I was like, okay, well, just in case, let me Google it. And I was like, oh my gosh, it's actually a real thing. And I went and got it. Felt great.
Nice.
Wow.
My back's good. Look at me.
Wow.
I'm seeing some trunk Antoine rotation. Walker, like, shimmy.
Let me see that.
Right.
Let me see
that. Yeah.
That'd be funny. Like, he's like, oh, ah!
I know. Yeah. Yeah. Wait, hold on, guys.
They're like, nah. I think he's carrying an injury, coach. He's lying. Watch him. Have him pick up that 45 and do a twist.
All of these pictures that I'm looking at have horrifying looking rashes that this leaves behind. Did you get rashed up?
No.
Okay.
That's
it. Might be all the pictures also, because Google image search is racist. All the pictures are white people, it would appear.
Yeah, so, it definitely turns red because it's like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you kind of like it. You're like loosening whatever the, like, you know, the water and pus that's like under, like, a, you know, when a thing is like a muscle's inflamed.
Knotted up.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It's all knotted up. So it's just like, you know what I mean? To come out. And at first I was like, girl, I knew I shouldn't have came over here. You know what I'm saying? But then, like, a few days later, I was like, oh, it felt like if you're into like deep tissue massages, like if you go to a massage, you like break me off. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, that's the way it kind of felt.
I feel like stuff like this is becoming, we had medicine wrong for a long time in the West. I think, like, peaking fairly recently, where it was just like, well, if it isn't released in a orange bottle with like a prescription label on it, it doesn't actually do anything. And everything else that, you know, acupuncture and stuff like this is just made up.
Well,
there's
also things like, well, oh, they've been doing it for thousands of years. Okay.
Right.
I was like, thousands, fam.
Right.
Gusher. Okay, like, you made that up. That's not a word.
Well, Merck Pharmaceuticals just developed this 30 years ago.
Yeah, you know I'm saying?
Merck Pharmaceuticals, named for what they do to people who come up with treatments that they can't patent.
Yeah, don't fuck with Merck.
What is something you think is underrated?
I think phone calls are underrated.
Mm.
Because sometimes it's like, look, I just need an answer right now.
Right.
Do you know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
Just real quick. Like, I don't feel like typing it. Maybe it's like, maybe it's too much to explain.
Yeah.
It's a lot. I'm just like, yo, hey, you pulling up Friday? Yeah. All right, fool.
Good.
Right. Now.
Easy. You know what I'm saying? Like, just tell me right now so I can move on. Like, I'm just trying to check this. I don't see no problem with that. Now, granted, I do have a friend that refuses to text and only calls. Mm. That's different. But, like,
you hit send and suddenly your phone is ringing.
Yeah, that dude. Yeah. And I'm like,
oh no.
You're like, what?
No, but like,
there was a reason I texted. I promise.
Yeah, but generally, if it's just like, hey, we need to do this by Friday, bet.
Yep.
Yeah. And
I think it's underrated.
You know, honestly, in this day and age of mostly text communication, it's harder to deny you didn't get the info if you got that call too.
Yeah,
it's like, bro, I called you. What do you mean?
I
like,
talk
we don't
to
even
you.
Talk. You and you picked up the phone. You're like, oh wow, look who's using the phone. You remember this fucking conversation? Like, oh,
yeah, we had a conversation.
Yep. Okay. That's on me.
So I think it's underrated.
We've had people on here talk about phone calls being underrated for like catching up, hearing people's voices, like interpersonal connection. But in terms of, I think this might be the first time we've had people like advocate for phone calls in terms of like exchanges of information. So a thing that I know some people who do is they will leave an intentionally vague voicemail or text that's like, hey, can you call me? Or something, you know what I mean? Because they just like, they want the call to happen quicker.
Right.
And I hate that. That's
scary. I feel it's passive aggressive.
Or you got to let them know it's nothing bad.
Right.
Dude, my first thing is like, so just call me.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just call. Don't give me that. Cause now my brain going every, I'm like, dog, that feels manipulative. I'm just like, yo, look. And because I'd much rather like, in their defense, like, I don't like catching up on the phone. I'd much rather be like, yo, let's go get coffee. Let's go do something.
Right.
I'll catch up with you in person, but I definitely don't want to be walking around the house for an hour and a half.
Right.
Talking about, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to do that. But I think a phone call, especially because of like the work that we do, like I had to call my, like, I had to text my assistant yesterday and was like, hey, I need to fill this out by the 10th. She ain't respond.
Yep.
So I was like, the 10th is today. Like, had I just called her and was like, yo, do this.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Got it. You know? Because she's like, oh, my bad. I didn't see this text. And I'm like, that's fair. She could have been on a flight. I'm not her only client. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I'm like, God, dog, man, just let me just call you real quick.
Yeah. In that case, you just hit the exclamation point on the bro, on your own.
I will show you that's exactly what I did. That's exactly what I did.
I'm sorry. You did. I didn't add the proper.
Yes. And she just replied, sorry, I got you.
Punctuation.
Because I hit
the word I was looking for.
There it is.
I hit the exclamation point. Power of the tap back. Absolutely. Yep.
What's something you think is overrated?
Crocs.
Okay. Crocs.
And it's not that I hate them. I mean, it's like, look, dude, if that's y'all's thing, that's y'all's thing. But don't act like this the greatest foot, most comfortable thing in the world. Like, slow down, fam. Mm. You can like them. And that's the thing. Like, I'm not the like old head that's like, I'll never wear. I probably won't because I just don't like them. But like, it's not like, this is hideous. It's like, yo, these ain't. Come on, man. Like, this isn't the greatest. You act like this is the greatest foot invention, you know what I'm saying, since the Jesus sandal. Like,
right.
Come on, cuz. Like, it's not that serious. You could like it. It's a slipper. Mm-hmm. You wearing a rubber slipper. Everybody likes slippers.
Yeah,
like,
right.
This, chill, fam.
But don't like, ride for the Croc. Don't ride for them like that.
You ain't got to ride for it. Yeah, like, you could like them. You ain't got to ride
for it. I like anything that is, that just feels comfortable. But I agree with you. A clog, like I have a couple pairs of Crocs. I'm like, these are cool. But at the end of the day, I'm like, I lean into the irony of the Croc more than like objectively me being like, this is a fucking wave. Get the fuck out the way. Yes. Grab your surfboards because we're in it. No,
yeah.
I'm more like, this shit is comfortable. And it feels like, to me, it feels like such a stoner look when you like, yeah, you're so wearing funny. Crocs with socks. Like, yeah.
You wear them with socks. You wear them with socks.
Okay. Oh, you see me go to the fucking store with my, oh my God. They're like, this guy is so high. And also at Trader Joe's, they're always like, yo, you always get the best shit, man. And I'm like, yeah, I know. Fuck with me.
Don't be commenting on my bag, but also thank you.
But yeah, game recognized game. Like, I know it's like sanctioned discussion that you have to do as your checkout at Trader Joe's, but there are like, I go to a couple and most of them like, hey, I see like, I like the combos you're doing. I'm like, are you mixing the mezcal with the spicy mango lemon?
Yeah.
I'm like, yep.
Spicy salsa.
I am.
Ooh, I didn't know we had the mango kind.
Yeah.
I didn't know we had the mango kind. I feel like it's on a flow chart, a conversation flow chart.
Yeah.
I don't think I've gotten that.
Oh, that's back in. Oh, I've got to check that out. Right. I got to check that out.
I'm like, hey, man, don't comment about my stuff, dog.
Yeah, it's all good, man.
I've got parenting advice from them. I feel like somebody needs to give them a union. Also, like, the number one conversationalist Trader Joe's checkout person needs their own podcast because they have put the work.
Yeah, you already know. Yeah, you could teach some masterclass.
And not the Trader Joe's podcast, which I think was the thing for a little while.
Exactly. I think they are unionizing. Anyway, that's what I'm saying. Do your thing. You don't have to. I get it, man. Like, they're very talented. They have the gift of gab, I got to say.
Yeah. It's really dope. And it's like, I get what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? But like, there's part of me that's like, man, it's like, we're not friends, man. Like, it's cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, you got how many more minutes you got till you off? How many more minutes till your break? It's all good. Don't trip.
Yeah.
I don't need that.
Right.
I'm not here because you're a nice checkout person.
My manager's counting how many conversations I do. You're like,
this is actually the first I'm hearing that it's mandatory. And I just deleted 5 contacts from my phone. Because, wow.
Hey, man, let me get your contact, bro. Like, maybe we'll get, like...
That's a great move to do.
Hey, let me get your number.
Can I get your number?
Yeah. Oh, you do that back to them. They're like, wow, that's just back. I'm like, yeah, man. Hey, let me get your number. We can kick it later.
Hey, bro, it's really good talking to you, man. Hey, can we connect sometime, man? Get your number.
This is for my job. You're like, I know, man. I'm sorry. I didn't make a fuck up.
Yeah, dude. No, I'm just saying. You see how awkward it is when somebody's trying to be nice to you when you don't need them to be? It's weird, ain't it? Don't trip, man. Just check the fucking mangoes out.
Yeah.
I'm just mad at the dude for no reason.
You're like, what the fuck? You're like, I'm sorry, man. I'm going through it, man. Sorry, bro. Nothing to do with you.
I just really need this mezcal, dog. Like, hurry up.
Grapes. Oh, I love these. What?
Hold on. Hey, Rebecca. Yeah, the cotton candy grapes. They're back. Here, yeah. Cotton candy. Okay, yeah, I like them.
Just have to be impressed by the dumbest shit, though.
What a great bit.
It's like so much more energy. I feel like the pay has to, like, the talking skills, like you're saying, Jack, like, you could probably put most people on the other side of a mic who's worked at Trader Joe's. You're like, I got some pretty good communication skills.
Yeah, because you're really making something out of nothing.
Oh, yeah.
There's nothing, because there's nothing here. There's a whole line of it, and I got to figure out something new for everybody to come up. Yeah. Because, of course, this person heard that.
Yeah. They will freelance, by the way. I've gotten parenting advice that is bad parenting advice from a checkout person at Trader. I was talking to one person. The person checking me out was asking me about, like, some kids' snacks that we were getting. And they brought over, like, I think somebody who was, like, their shift manager, like, seemed to be in a position of authority. And they were like, yeah, you were talking about, like, something with your kids. And it ended with, like, a somewhat, like, lightly authoritarian parenting philosophy that I was like, damn, ooh, man, you just came out with that. All right. You just, wow. The thing you got to know is you got to let them know, like, that you mean business or something sure. like that.
They got to know they're on a tight leash. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, oh, word. What? Okay.
What are we talking about? Animals. I mean, kids.
All right, then. Thanks, man.
All right. Well, anybody who has ever asked for a Trader Joe's person's number after the mandated conversation, let us know how it went.
Yeah, not in a creepy way either. Yeah.
Right, not in a creepy way.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, you think this is cool? Hey, you want my number? Wait, what?
No, no, no. I'm not doing that. I don't know if we want to celebrate that.
Nah. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
And we're back. And the FBI raided Mar-a-Lago. What they're like looking for, we're going to use the famous catchphrase, the Daily Zeitgeist. We don't know.
Could be a lot. Could be. I mean, it's definitely classified documents that the archives know are there and they've tried to get back many times.
Yes.
That's at a minimum.
Is that definitely true?
Well, you think about, right, like even to get a warrant, you got to explain this. When I execute this search, it means I can turn up evidence that will show that this crime, said crime, has been committed. You also have to say like what has been done on the way to even say you need a search warrant if you've exhausted all the other things.
Because
you're being like, because then you're like, the only fucking option we have now is to run up. That's it.
Yeah.
And I think to get there, you have to demonstrate. And the lawyers have been speaking to his lawyers about this. So there's something there for sure.
Yeah, they said they've been talking since June and was like meetings. Trump was at one of them where he was like, yo, you got a box of what now?
Right.
All right.
Got to run.
Hey, you lock it up, though? Like, that's they even said that. If they was like, yo, can you make sure you lock that up?
Lock her up. Yep.
And they were like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I still think, I don't know how else to slice this. It's objectively funny. Everything about this is, it's just funny. Cause we have to back up a step to be like, this grown man tried to flush paper down the toilet.
Right.
Like paper, like what we used to do when you trying to hide a joint from your mama. You know what I'm saying? I remember my dad used to tell me all the time, son, I'm gonna quit smoking. I quit smoking. Mm. And it would be a cigarette butt just floating in the toilet.
Right.
And I'm like, you don't have to tell me you're quitting. You know what I'm saying? For me to have to find, like, you could just be, you smoke in the bathroom. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's just what you did. Cause I'm seeing it's like, or at least watch it flush, you know? But I'm like, if you can't get a cigarette butt down, you took an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper and thought you could flush it in the toilet.
Yeah.
That's objectively funny. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
They just had to dig clumps of it out of the White House, which we knew. We knew already, like, that was coming, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I'm like, okay, it's objectively funny because it's like, yo, I'm going to take this box with me as a memento.
Right.
Even if it's just like, I think it's a moment. Even if you're not hiding crimes.
Right.
You're just like, oh, this is dope. I want to remember that I was a president at one time. I want to be able to show this to chicks. Like, that's funny. Like,
that is exactly what we would expect from him, too.
We all know you was the president. Like, you ain't gotta, like, you don't need to die. What is you doing? You know what I'm saying? And if you hiding evidence, fam, you keeping it? And then on the top of that, it's just, I'm going off because it's obviously fresh in everybody's mind, but I'm like, this man was like, they even broke into my safe.
Yeah.
Where I keep stolen documents.
Oh. Right. Let me get you don't think the feds was gonna go in your safe?
Right.
You thought the FBI
that was
gonna walk in your house.
Base. I hadn't called Ali Oxen free yet.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know what
completely saying? Out of touch with anything approaching
blue, make it
consequences.
Bro, you really thought
yeah
that if you put it in a safe. The FBI gonna be like, oh,
right.
Well, it's in the safe, guys. I guess we could go home.
Right. Because there's going to be a lot of finger pointing, right? Like, because he's under the idea that because I'm president, I can declassify whatever I want, which is true. But there is a process in which to do that. Because Trump was getting in trouble doing that shit just on Twitter. He's like, I hereby declassify this shit. And they're like, no. They're like, you have to go through a proper chain of command, like a chain of custody to make sure certain documents are, you can't just be by decree. So there's that element. Then it's like, who boxed up the shit? Who moved the shit there? And there's a lot of people, a lot of hands on it where I'm sure maybe Trump can begin to be like, I never did anything, blah, 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 blah. But it seems to be from a lot of the accounts that Trump himself knew what was where and had a hand in handling shit. So it is hard to know like where this goes because it feels kind of like, in everyone's minds, like, what is this, some weak sauce, a documents charge they're trying to get him on? Is it that there's highly classified information and there's like an espionage angle where this dude clearly had some like documents that he could maybe sell to people, blackmail people with? shit like that. If there's, because clearly,
or just like cover up the evidence. In which case, I have,
which
to
is also another crime.
Flush that shit.
Oh but yeah, yeah.
No, no, no. But that's what I'm saying. He would have burned like, that shit, right?
Yeah, that's why I'm like, this is objectively funny. Because I'm like, in no way are you. I don't know what your angle is. You handled it all wrong.
Right.
I don't know what the angle is. This is hilarious. Yeah.
I'd say the one skill that he has more than any other president we've had is he's better at getting away with crimes than I think most presidents, because, or, you know, like outside of the official channels of like doing the crimes through the CIA or FBI. So like, I just I don't know. Like my Mueller sense is tingling. Like some of the shit in the New York Times thing was just like, the search, however, does not mean prosecutors have determined that Mr. Trump committed a crime despite the historical and political. It's just, it worries me that like this will come to nothing other than, you know, like I don't think they're going to stage a successful civil war over this, but I do think there's going to be violence.
They're definitely going to feel like vindicated. Like, this is the stuff we've been telling you. We've told you this was coming.
Right.
And that's what they've been saying. They said if they can do it to President Trump, a lot of politicians have had a version of if they can do this to President Trump, they can do it to you.
Well, they have done it to us.
So yeah, like, they do it to people all the time.
Right. Number you're one. Like, oh, you mean people who commit crimes? Like, what are you talking
about? That's the other thing. So that's why I'm like, that's the thing when I think about like that like far right circle, or even these all of a sudden these Republicans that are on some defund the police situations now.
Right.
Like, I'm like, okay, so here's what I don't understand, and I would love some clarity on this. Like, where how are y'all thinking about this? Like, when I think about in the fight for justice, freedom, and equality, or even just street life, we're under no delusions that we're committing crimes.
Right.
Like, even if it's like civil unrest.
Yeah.
Like, I know this is a crime. So the feds are a matter of time.
Right.
Like, I know they're coming.
Right.
Because these sit-ins, you know what I'm saying, that Dr. King staged are crimes. Like, we know that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? The difference is, the feds was coming. The feds don't want black people to organize. So they was coming whether we was committing crimes or not.
Right.
But since we committing crimes, I know it's the right thing to do because of the course of justice. Right.
Right.
So my question with them is like, okay, so which one is it? Is it like, do you understand that he committed crimes?
Nope.
It's just the right thing to do.
Innocent.
Yeah, see what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, he's innocent in the sense that what the reason people are trying to, you know, prosecute him, persecute him is for the wrong reasons, you know, and it's not about that there is a fun, you know, because all the time suddenly the Hillary email thing doesn't matter. Documents don't matter. Trump was mad at James Comey for having documents and tried to get him like, you know, under the jail for stuff like that. All it is, no, man, we're going to do whatever the fuck we need to do. So
at
all
the
y'all are bowing at our feet. That's it. It doesn't matter.
At the end of the day, because I'm like, okay, so yeah, you're right. So it's like, I mean, obviously, like we know at the core, this what they saying. I'm just like, man, let me follow your logic, though, because is he fighting for the soul of our country? And sometimes you got to break some eggs. And you know he broke eggs.
Mm-hmm.
Or you're like, he's done nothing wrong this whole time. And that's the part that I'm like,
it's breaking eggs, because there was a study about how conservatives are like exponentially more forgiving if they find out a politician of their party committed a crime, like paying somebody to give false testimony.
Yeah.
Like in this poll, they found that Republicans were like way more accepting, be like, I don't know if that's what you got to do. Like, so in a way, they're kind of sopranified in their mindset. Like, they're on some gangster shit where they're like, yeah, we know it's dirt, but that's what you got to do to stay on top. And like, along with all of this, it just kind of, we have all these dimensions of trying to understand when is there going to be any kind of accountability? Who's going to bring it? Is Merrick Garland going to do anything? I mean, this is a huge thing. Like, it is.
Yeah.
Now, whether or not the DOJ actually knows, like, if they're going to be able to wrap this shit up properly, that's the other part. I'm like, I'm curious where this lands, because
for sure,
a lot of people describe it as crossing the Rubicon. Like, you raid a former president's house with the FBI. That's a move.
It really is.
Are you going to come? Are they half stepping and being like, well, I think this will be the stuff that sticks? Or are they really like, no, OK, this is just the final piece, whatever. It's really, that's the part that I think is variable. And I'm not quite sure of at the moment.
Yeah. Yeah, what if you just had, like, the binder that had all the details of who killed JFK, and he was just like, you're going to let me be president again?
Yeah, like, he's like, I'll tell everybody. I'll tell him.
Like that feels like the sort of shit that would work and work itself out in his brain.
Or he's been, like, double hoodwinked where they made a fake binder of secrets that he thinks is all real. They're like, yeah, go ahead.
Right. The things that worry me, and this might just be because, like, most of the sort of main reporting that's happening is in the New York Times, but like the appeal to like it being a double standard, Mr. Trump, who campaigned on criticizing Hillary's practice of maintaining a private email server, was known throughout his term to rip up official material. Like that is not going to be enough, you know? Right. Like they need a smoking gun, and I'm hoping that they recognize that they needed to like have a smoking gun and be super confident it was there if they were going to do this shit. Also, I'm like losing faith in our ability to pull off like, you know, conspiracy theories. How the fuck are you not just like getting to the cleaning person and, like, you know, sending Ethan Hunt in there to steal that shit? What's going on? Unless they're trying to send a message, right?
There's like, there's the New York Times of it all that is always on some like, oh yeah, this is it. You know? And it's like, okay, yo, chill. Like, it's like the Crocs thing. It's like, okay, it's dope. Chill, we'll fam. Like, but chill.
I think the other part is too, in any other time you'd say this could potentially be like, you know, sensitive documents as it pertains to national security. There's like there are a couple ways to actually describe what it is. And I think it's very charitable for a lot of people saying he mishandled documents.
Yeah,
right. When the crime could potentially be he's taking top secret shit to Mar-a-Lago as like an insurance policy or maybe to set up some other power move down the road.
And selling secrets to the Soviets on some like.
Right. Just go back to the 80s. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's talking to the Soviets and the conservatives like,
because,
what?
Because it's like it's uncharted, but it's like. Okay, of all the things that are uncharted, this the part that makes the most sense is like of all the uncharted stuff.
Right.
What's uncharted is somebody losing an election and acting like they ain't lost. Right. What's uncharted, you know what I'm saying, is actually taking a box out the way. You know what I'm saying? The only part that makes sense is the feds being like, hey, you can't take that.
Yeah.
What is you doing?
They're
man?
Like, did you ask him? They're like, yo, he said, fuck you last time you came.
Last time, that's what he said. So I'm like, what? Okay. Yeah.
The other thing that jumped out to me in the Times reporting on this is they're talking about, so in January of this year, the archives received 15 boxes from Trump that he had taken with him to Mar-a-Lago. And we're just never going to know what was in that shit, or at least like not for decades, because they described the classified material. They didn't describe the classified material it found other than to say that it was, quote, classified national security information. Like, that's not going to be enough. They're really going to need to.
They said, you know, some of the things that they're potentially retrieving in that raid were like too sensitive to even describe. What the documents were.
They love saying shit.
That's
like
crazy,
that.
Man.
But I don't know. And I'm saying that's the thing is like, if it is that, then the, you know, journalists have a responsibility to not be like, he's like, he was messing around with papers.
Yeah. Right. No, this is real.
Because it is the move of like a greedy motherfucker who's like on his way out of their free hotel stay. And he's like, I'm going to take the bathrobes. I'm going to take the fucking towels.
Yeah.
I'm going to get something out of me leaving here right now.
Yeah.
And that is the mindset of someone dirty like that, which would be, box up this sensitive material because I might be able to use that shit later. I don't know when.
Maybe he doesn't even know what's in it. He might not even know all that's in it. He might just be like, I'm just going to take this. It's probably something dope in here. I don't know yet.
Yeah.
If it's that, like, I don't know. I think it needs to be connected to his, like, attempts to fix the election for it to pay off in the American, like, mind in some way, you know?
Yeah, sure. There's a ton of speculation of like what could be in there. Like, is it the phone transcripts with Zelensky that was part of his first impeachment? Is it stuff in the lead up to January 6th? Is it stuff about Tom Barrack, who is a huge donor who asked him to meet with like officials from Qatar or like get him a pardon? There's plenty of shit that I believe is that many people are like, if there is secret, there could be a lot of incriminating shit in there. That's for sure. When you look at all the controversy surrounding him and what he would choose to be like, I got to hold on to this.
Like, why would he not tear that shit up?
Keep it? Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
That's the thing. Like, that it feels like the more I think about it, I hadn't really been able to wrap my mind around it until you said the thing about him, like, just stealing confidential information and, like, trying to use it as leverage, which does make sense of the sort of thing that Trump would do, but also as the sort of thing that, like, probably is not going to land with people as much, you know, as if it were like documents with him trying to fix the election, which we know he did. We just don't, I don't think the evidence exists.
But then you fall into the trap of like, well, it's got to be bad of enough of a crime that these fucking people who support him understand. That's not going to
happen. That's never going to happen.
So
that's
just never going to happen. The rest of the people to understand.
Yeah, and they should. At least, if it's the charges, this guy's got classified material and he's fucking taking it to have a stroll with or potentially sell it. Most people be like, "Yeah, you can't do that shit." That's
what do you do for it, huh? What do you give me?
Backflip. But I just want to say, like, the response, like to your point of like the on the right, they don't know what the fuck to say right now, aside from just like absolute anger. Because if the figurehead can be toppled by the FBI, then that means they're. Everybody's now
vulnerable. Anyone can get touched. Yeah,
exactly. And I think,
but also, like, even on their side of the thing, like, they have to know, like, when everybody go home, that he the most reckless person they got in their squad. Like, you they're like, on the other hand, you know, you real reckless. You know what I'm saying? So I have to believe, even in all of their ghoulishness, that you have some sense of logic of like, well, I mean, it could happen to anybody, but also, I think most of us got sense enough to know not to take a box home.
Right. Well, but that's the thing, right?
You know what I'm saying?
If the person you know is the figurehead of your movement can get away with all kinds of crimes, that bleeds into the base, and they're like, yeah, man. Like,
true, that's but if you like look like again hood politics antennas. If like if you're one friend that's like, shit, I'll go in their house. I don't care. I don't give a fuck. I'll go in there and take that antenna. It's like, all right, nigga, go ahead. You know what I'm saying? It's like. Because you did it the last two houses, you think you okay to go in there and steal this PS4. Okay, go for it.
Yeah, now y'all watch.
When you realize that this fool's mom's boyfriend, who an old school Damu, just happened to be taking a nap in the back, and he see your little ass in the bed, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And beat you to a pulp, then I'm like, well, I mean, if it happened to him, it happened to anybody. Yeah. Also, I knew not to go into that boy's house.
Right.
But I feel like, we're using our brains to try to think like them, and they are authoritarian. Like they, you know, they think that Trump should be able to break all the rules, including kill people like that. They, you know, he came out like during his campaign, he came out and was like, I could shoot someone in fucking Park Avenue. And they were like, hell yeah. And that like that is the fundamental right wing ideology bleeding through is that they are authoritarians. They don't give a fuck. Like, you know,
if I say it's right. Yeah.
If there's anything that just resembles accountability, it's a disaster because the momentum in their minds of the movement is to just like just flood through everything and be like, bonkers. No, you can't stop this. It's we said we're done with this. It's all ethno-nationalism now. Fuck this.
I mean, they've known that shit since Fred Hampton was killed by the FBI. Like, it's not like they don't think that happened. They know that happened at some level. They just don't give a fuck. They think,
which is really interesting because they have people on Fox the night of the raid. A lot of people, especially people like Matt Gaetz, who are, you know, being investigated by the FBI.
Totally.
Like, yeah, the FBI needs to go. Marjorie Taylor Greene's like, we got to get rid of this shit. And I want you to hear this other pundit on Fox, too, who's also down with the FBI take has gained so much steam with this raid. But I just want you to hear this because this is another take on Fox about how this thing needs to be completely dissolved.
This is a wake-up call for those in Congress to be able to use the tools at their disposal to defund the FBI, to ask the right questions, and to prepare for a church-style commission next year, if given a Republican majority, to dismantle the FBI into 1,000 bits.
Yeah.
That's
is that Laura Ingraham coming in there just like cut, like kind of bored like, yeah.
That's the thing.
It's objective. That's what I'm saying. It's objectively funny. That is funny.
It's wild. You can't step. First of all, look, I don't think you can step to the FBI on some regular ass outraged Karen energy. Like, you know, actually, this needs to be abolished. Blah, blah, blah.
They get their man. I'm like, FBI ain't taking no losses ever.
That's what I'm saying. That's a weird enemy to articulate as a political entity. And I'm like, what is this? What is being said at the FBI now? And they're like, yo, a lot of these people really think they can come for like,
fam. For I'm us? Like, check the scoreboard, my G.
Yeah,
that's what I'm trying to say. I'm like, they don't take L's. Like, I remember when he first started messing. Like, that was one thing we talked about on the show too, where it's like, bro, like you can ask the mob, you can ask the Black Panthers, you can ask. Listen. He told you about them feds.
Right.
you're not gonna win this one, big dog.
And right. I don't know. But then it's wild, right? Because then, if the thing is, you come to power, then you put stooges in, and it just becomes a crew of people with guns who just become your. So it's just wild to see how there's so many moving parts right now. And meanwhile, you do have Eric Trump. I just want to play this clip of him. He sounded like he was running out of steam to be like to try and like articulate any outrage because like his dad just got his shit raided and. I don't know. He's definitely running out of gas on the outrage.
And going back to Hillary, there's a whole lot of other things. How about the Benghazi scandals? How about the Clinton Foundation? I mean, how many, you know, shady oligarchs from Russia were contributing to that? How about Uranium One? Mm-hmm. You want to talk about, you know, scandals that were never investigated, never vetted? Mm-hmm.
It's funny how many times he literally said, what about? Or how about? About?
That's the name of what you're doing, too.
Yeah. What about? How about? What about? How about? Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, bro.
Can't believe that's his real voice. That's wild.
Yeah.
True.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We're going to come back and talk about some documents we actually have access to wonderfully, fortuitously, which are Alex Jones's text messages. We'll be right back.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
Do you want to hear about the $100 wedding dress that just saved Abercrombie?
Or the tech acquisition that was just like Game of Thrones?
Or the one financial equation that can solve climate change?
Then check out our daily podcast, The Best One Yet, or as we call it, T-Boy.
This is Nick.
This is Jack.
And we pick the three most interesting business news stories every day for the perfect mix.
20 minutes each morning, you're going to feel brighter.
We call it Pop Biz, don't we, Jack?
Where pop culture meets business news. So whether you want to kick off a conversation with your buddies,
or you're going for that promotion at work,
or you just want to know the trends before your friends,
feel brighter by starting your morning with us every weekday.
Listen to The Best One Yet on the Wondery app or wherever you get your pods.
You can listen to The Best One Yet ad-free right now on Wondery Plus. For more deep dive and daily business content, listen on Wondery, the destination for business podcasts.
With shows like The Best One Yet, How I Built This, and many more, Wondery means business.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring?
but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
And we're back. So Alex Jones was being sued by the Sandy Hook families whose lives at the worst moment that you can imagine for a human being, he started attacking them, claiming they were fake, that they were actors, and he was found guilty of all that shit.
Well, if you remember, he was already found, like, he lost the case by default.
Yeah, he already lost the case.
Like,
yeah.
Months ago, because he's like, I don't know, I don't fucking document. So, like, then you lose, bro. He's like, okay, then let's just figure out what the fucking payments are going to be, basically. It's like a foregone conclusion.
Did we, like, work this out, or?
Yeah.
It was like, I don't know, yeah. Like, fine. Yeah, his whole attitude the whole case was just like, yeah, well, you got me.
Yeah,
jump to hell, like,
see what happens. Yeah. See what happens. And then go on his TV show and be like, they're trying to kill me. But yeah, he took an L.
How much was it? The judge
was 45 or something. So it's close to 50 in total.
Which is like what he earns in 6 months. Like, when some of the stuff that's been revealed is like
brain pills.
Was making $800,000 a day in certain
InfoWars
heyday.
He's selling sawdust to like a massive audience. He's selling the most inexpensive groceries to a massive audience, like constantly. I think he said bad food equals money in one of his text messages.
Yeah.
Because he's selling cheap food,
the brain pills, and calling them
prepper buckets.
Yeah. So he's got, you know, in the course of that trial, as we talked about last week, his lawyer or a paralegal from his lawyer's team accidentally shared his entire phone data for 2 years, including texts, into this shared Dropbox folder that was meant to be shared with both set teams of lawyers for shared evidence for the case. He had 10 days to say that they actually wanted to exercise some like privilege over these documents and have them sealed, but the lawyer didn't do that. So after 10 days, they just became fair game for the victim's family's lawyer. And he's got them. Apparently, they're already on their way to the January 6th committee, if they aren't already there, because they subpoenaed that as well. But for starters, there are apparently a lot of texts between Alex Jones and Roger Stone in it. And
of course, this
lawyer, Mark Bankston, described them as a lot of, quote, intimate messages. And one is alleged to be one where Alex Jones sent a nude picture of his own wife to Roger Stone. And this is like, then the lawyer was like, yeah, there's some things on that, like not really giving much, but intimating that much or implying that was there.
I absolutely believe that. That just completely tracks with these dudes.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. These are fucking like bros, overgrown bros with like no sense of anything decent. Who knows what's going on? So on top of that, look, if maybe you hate your life and you notice that Tucker Carlson didn't make his hosting gig on Monday for his show, this was like right on the heels of the raid. And maybe you thought, oh, shit, he might be shook up by that raid. Or maybe he's having to talk to Trump about the raid because that was, you know, I think Trump was in New York at the time. And, you know, that may be the case, that it may have something to do with the raid. But there's also reporting that Tucker Carlson is also really worried about Alex Jones' text messages. This is from the Daily Beast. Quote, Tucker Carlson is, quote, shitting himself, end quote, over the possibility that texts between him and the far right conspiracy icon or loon Alex Jones will leak. A source close to the Fox Star told Confider. Carlson and the raving InfoWars ranter trade text messages on a daily basis.
Oof. I mean,
And look, Alex will definitely throw somebody under the bus.
Oh, yeah.
But it doesn't matter. This is just a matter of right. Yeah. The bus is earth
and you live on it. I'm sorry. Yeah. There's no bus to be thrown. The bus is now reality.
And yes.
I think that's the other thing they said later on. He said that he would be, quote, highly embarrassing is the way they describe
some
of the leaked text messages would be. And they're buddy-buddy, but they do that thing where they act like they don't know each other.
Yeah. Right.
Which is good because it creates like plausible deniability that there's any coordination, because we talk about the the conspiracy theory pipeline as how it goes from internet to InfoWars or InfoWars to internet back up to Tucker Carlson and creates this whole information network that sort of works somewhat lockstep with each other.
Yeah. Alex Jones like is just out there trolling the forums. And then, you know, they've realized that their audience are baby boomers and they were raised on the nightly news and they can't deal with a news landscape like that has been flattened where, you know, everything they see, everything they hear might as well be told to them by Dan Rather, you know?
Yeah.
And right. So they've just taken that and exploited it, just used the internet as a massive conspiracy gathering device. And
yeah,
Carl, just the cream of the crop rises up to Carlson. But that is wild.
You know, putting the Tucker Carlson of it all aside for a sec, putting even the like boomer of it all, just the balls of a guy. I still like am perplexed about the Sandy Hook was staged thing. And that you really ran with that and it worked, air quotes.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, but it verifiably happened. Like, right. I'm like, you're sticking to this. You sticking to this bit all the way to court because there was so much money to be made on it. And I'm like, but these the people.
Right. Well,
there were hundreds of people there. This ain't the resurrection of Christ that you could be like, well, this was a couple thousand years ago. So maybe like, no, homie, it was last week. Like, what did you talk about? We can absolutely know.
Well, yeah. Then I think that's what makes a lot of these. I think that's what's really interesting, that they talk to each other all the time, because by working together or by always talking or being in constant communication with each other, they've managed to also create this worldview where people instantly can reject what has happened and find a way to make the opposition responsible. So in Sandy Hook, it was Barack Obama is president and he wants to take away your guns for the brown and black takeover.
Yeah.
And that gave a very tidy explanation, I'm sure, to many people who were probably horrified. Not everyone believed it, but of enough course. To be like, I don't know. At the very least, it sounds like a reason Obama would use to take away our guns.
Yeah.
And that's the only part you focus on. Like, some people can probably accept that it was a tragedy, but then are more doubling down on the idea that, like, but they're going to use this to try and take away our guns. And that's the part that they'll, you know, really latch onto. And everything we see is always finding a way, is like, man, this may have happened, but it's actually them doing this to us.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. They can't deal with any accountability in either story we're talking about. And any story
getting rid of the law enforcement, they would be like, get rid of all of them, all the police too. Fuck them.
Right.
I don't fuck them. Yeah.
If
they're going to knock on my door and serve a warrant, nope.
Not me.
Not today.
Not this guy.
Not on my watch.
Not on my watch.
But I feel like if you had an AI that was like the most advanced AI and was designed to tell some media personality what to say at any given moment, like,
oh, why would you not do it?
Well, but, and I feel like his take, if the only input that you care about is growing your audience, like what he did was probably the successful move in every case. It's just wildly, unaccountably unethical and, you know, damaging to civilization.
Yes. If you're following, like, I'm trying to grow my brand.
Right.
The idea of saying, dude, this guy's got a 7 o'clock primetime show and I could just tell him what to say.
Yeah.
Why would you not do that?
Yeah. Right.
Like, yeah. So like, yeah, you're right. Like, if it's the destruction of Western civilization, but like, you're like,
we eating
though. 800 bands
right.
a day.
Yeah, yes. Fuck Western civilization.
And they, but I think there's still a gap between how we think about this shit and how they think about this shit. And
yeah.
The fact that he, like the Sandy Hook thing is almost impossible for me to get my mind around.
No.
But it is a realization that he had way, way before I did. And that I'm still trying to get my mind around that, like, you don't have to have any, like, semblance, any foothold in the truth. Like, that doesn't matter at all. You're just telling stories.
You can honestly just make something up. That's the part that, you're right. That, like, that's what I mean by, like, yo, the balls on this dude. Like, you could just make it up.
Yeah.
Yep. And he did.
Alex Jones is, like, the Tekashi 6ix9ine of, like, punditry. Just,
yes.
You know what I mean? It's a spectacle. It doesn't make sense. It's a whole lot of energy. It's not really that. I mean, man, sometimes it kind of goes, but for the most part, it doesn't.
But for the most part. And the thing is, like, and the thing about, like even back with using Tekashi is a great example, because it's like, but we're all in on it.
Right.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Where I'm like, well, we all know you snitched. We all know you bought your way into this.
We all know you're lying right now on your show.
We know you're lying.
You say it in court that this is entertainment.
Yeah. We all know, like, what is...
But I don't think that generation does. I don't think they know. I think they've willed themselves to not know, and, you know, the dopamine treadmill they're on.
Tekashi's headlining a rap festival at the Villages, the retirement community in Florida.
I was just going to say, his target demo is now mid-70s. You know what I'm
saying? He's like, y'all think that election was stolen? They're like,
Prop, such a pleasure as always having you.
Oh man, love y'all.
Where can people find you, follow you, hear you, all that good stuff?
Man, prophiphop.com. That's all of my socials. Also, well, Prop Hip Hop is my socials, and then the website is prophiphop.com. I think I'm the most excited about this cold brew.
Ooh.
Hey,
your boy got a cold brew.
Oh no, bro.
Yes, what? yes. Check that out. You know what I'm saying? Terraform cold brew.
Okay.
Right. It's a, that's terraformcoldbrew.com. I'm fully in the coffee business now.
All right.
Yeah. So yeah, man, order yourself some single origin, Ethiopian beans. It's shelf stable. Even if you ain't got to put it in the fridge, you should, cause it tastes better, but, you can store it under there. But yeah, dog, like I'm fully into the coffee business now.
Oh, amazing. Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Amazing.
Might have to pick up a 24 rack.
Please do. Please pick up a 24 rack.
Oh, and is there a tweet or some other work of social media you've been enjoying?
Yes, there is. Let me pull up this link. I'm actually super excited about this one. There's this, so I have this group text with my daughter's godparents, and, you know, all the stuff that we can't ever share with our, like, children, you know what I mean? Just funny jokes or whatever, right? So but this one is like you could share with your children. Anyway, it's this thread of food takes that just hit me so deep in my soul. So the account is the Nutrition Tea. That's the account. It's called the Nutrition Tea. And it's just a bunch of these screenshots from Twitter. One of them is, I just heard a lady ask for Fruit Punch Gatorade. Ma'am, it's pronounced red. the word cake in rice cake really has got some nerve. right? Getting catfished by food is another level of pain.
Oof.
And this one is legitimately my house, and this is something that my wife and I beef over still. Every recipe should start with wash the dishes that are already in the sink, because you're gonna need some of those.
Yep.
I grew up in a place to where it was like, if you went to bed and there was dishes in the sink, everybody got to wake up. You all have to get up because, you know, ants, roaches, bugs, you can't leave stuff in the sink.
Especially
and
California.
The heat. Yeah. We're in California. You have to wash the things. So there's always dishes in my sink and it drives me crazy. And then there's another one. When the microwave does the passive aggressive double beep when you forget your food, I just want to know which bills you pay to be taking that tone with me.
beep beep.
Yes. Oh, and then the last one is we've got to stop looking at legumes and thinking I can milk that.
Yeah.
That's it. Yeah.
Draw a line.
Who
is that tweet from?
Or these from? Are all it's called the nutrition tea. It's a Instagram nice. Account.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Miles, where can people find you and what is a tweet you've been enjoying?
Find me at Miles of Gray on Twitter and Instagram. Also, if you like basketball, check out Miles and Jack Got Mad Boosties, an NBA podcast, as well as 420 Day Fiance, if you want to hear me talk about 90 Day Fiance, which is a very, very terrible show, but I love trash reality. So what can you do? That's how I get my, it's how I relax, you know? What can I say?
Yeah.
Okay. Some tweets I like. First one is from Heathcliff. It's me. I'm Danny at Gallegos underscore underscore. Tweeted, Jane Lynch is Wario Jamie Lee Curtis.
Yes.
And
that
feels so fucking
yes, she is.
Yes, she is.
And also finally at Zeddary, Zeddary, tweeted a picture of Mar-a-Lago and it says, FBI raids home of Epstein-linked Clinton donor. So,
there you go.
You can write those headlines anyway. They're all so true.
Yeah.
You know?
A tweet I've been enjoying losing it at Profit Husband. Look, all right, I've been out for a while. All right,
I'm sorry. What?
Yeah.
At Profit Husband tweeted, I'm developing an app that lets you sublet your apartment for 8 hours a day while you're at work. It's called Dwell R, and it sells all your data to the Saudi government. And that's just a good That person's going to be a billionaire.
Yeah, that's absolutely husband. A billionaire.
That's exactly how capitalism works. And then just a parenting one that I thought was pretty useful. Summer at He Barreled tweeted, me to my four-year-old son, I just got off the phone with Santa, and he is so angry about what you did. Ooh. That I'm genuinely afraid for your life. We need to get you in hiding, because at this point, I think he would even kill me to get to you.
Oh my God. Can you imagine telling your child that?
Was that from at Trader Joe's manager?
I know, right?
Oh, exactly.
I'm genuinely afraid for your life. Oh my God.
Dude, I felt that because I think of the times a parent has switched up the tone on me, like, to be like, and I don't know what's going to happen. I'm like, no, but I need you to be confident about what's going to happen.
My dad, one time, he had to be like the muscle at the Rick Pitino basketball camp at Kentucky. University of Kentucky, which is like 800 kids coming from all parts of Kentucky, and like he has to make sure nobody like breaks any rules or, you know, hurts themselves. And at one point he was just ramping up the stories all week, and at one point he said, these kids were pushing on the stairs, it was out of my hands, they'll be calling their mamas from the slammer. And my friends and I still talk about that.
Damn. Wow.
Yeah, like straight up. I think he even mentioned it was like a federal matter or some shit. Anyways, that's Jim O'Brien, who you can hear me talk to on a recent episode of Miles and Jack.
The latest episode, actually.
Latest episode. You can find me on Twitter at Jack underscore O'Brien. You can find us on Twitter at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes. Where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as a song that we think you might enjoy. Miles, what song do you think people might enjoy?
Let's go out on an artist from West London, Lava LaRue. Really dope artist from London, like kind of DIY vibes, a lot of like really simple chopped samples on this track. It's called Vest and Boxers. And it's dope. It's kind of, I don't know who to like kind of liken it to. If you like Yeah Yeah Yeahs or like Tame Impala, or you like any kind of like rock stuff that still kind of has like a decent backbeat to it, you will definitely dig this. And great vocals from Lava LaRue. So this is Vest and Boxers.
All right. Well, go check that out. The Daily Zeitgeist is a production of iHeartRadio. For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows. That's going to do it for us this morning. But we're back this afternoon to tell you what is trending, and we will talk to y'all then. Bye.
Bye.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light. Catch all 7 rounds, 3 days, live from Detroit. April 25th to 27th with NFL Network Draft coverage presented by Verizon. And on ABC, ESPN, ESPN Deportes, and streaming on NFL+. It all starts Thursday, April 25th at 8 p.m. Eastern. Visit NFL.com/draft for more information. Brought to you by Microsoft Surface, powering a better game.